Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
My grandmother and I have a weekly email that we usually do back and forth, because for a long time we try to get on the phone, but I'm kind of a bad phone person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I end up not calling back because I'm like, I don't have an hour to talk. You know, I'm running from here to there. Like, usually on the phone, to me, it's for a very practical purpose, to get from one place to the next. Yes, I'll meet you here at this time then, or you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so for that reason, my grandmother and I were out of touch because I'm just not good at the phone. So we do this weekly email thing where usually right at the beginning of the week, we exchange emails of like the things that are going on in our lives, whatever. And that seems to work for us to stay in touch. And she's pretty computer savvy or whatever. Well, I got one this morning that has me really freaked out from her. I'm just going to read it to you guys. And by the way, she types in all caps.
Oh, she screams at you
yelling.
Every time. Have you told her? You can't do that, Graham.
She says that she's too lazy to do anything else. She doesn't want to do the caps at the beginning of the sentences.
Well, so she should type in all lowercase
hilarious.
And be a little more emo.
Yeah, that's true. I could tell her that she should do all lowercase. But yeah, she hits caps lock and starts typing away. So it says, "Hi, Jen. How are things with you? Going great, I hope. I have two major things on my mind. One is about her furniture. She recovers furniture. And so one story is about that. And then the other thing is that next January, I'm in a bind about getting my driver's license renewed. They have changed the laws and you have to have proof of U.S. citizenship. I do not have a thing to prove mine." My grandmother's from Britain. My grandmother's British. She's born in England and was shipped over here when she was very young because her mother died when she was 10. Mm-hmm. And back in those days, men didn't raise kids. So her father sent her here to the United States to be raised at a plantation in North Carolina with her great aunts.
Oh, what an
really?
Interesting
I didn't
story.
Know that.
Yeah. Huh. So she actually was shipped over like on the Queen Mary. Like she came on a boat.
Oh, that's
and the
cool.
Whole thing. Yeah. So she says, I do not have a thing to prove mine. I got a passport in 1973 to go to England to visit, but I didn't keep it current. She said, I went through the tortures of the damned to get that one. They do not accept an outdated one anyway. I'm going to the courthouse next week to see what I can do about all this. What a mess. I'm sure I gave you some papers from my dad, which she did, because I'm really interested in the genealogy of my family and, mm-hmm. and keeping those mementos and that kind of thing. So she's given me some of the genealogy books that she's worked on and some of the mementos from her past and from her dad or whatever. So she said, when you have the time, please check and send me a list of what you have, if you have any. So sorry to be such a pain, but I have no idea what they're going to ask me to supply. This may mean that I can't drive next year, which would be a real bummer. And then she puts, if I'm still alive, which she always jokes around about not being here, which is...
Yeah, that's not funny.
It's not funny to me, but she's just, that's just the way she is. She just mm-hmm. like laughs about it, you know? She doesn't, it's not a serious thing, mm-hmm. but she just jokes around about that all the time.
How old is she now?
She will be 82 this month, actually.
Well, okay.
Oh, boy.
I've got conflicted feelings about this.
Well, the
I know she's your grandma and everything,
well,
but one less 82-year-old on the roads, I got to say.
Yeah, I'm worried about the citizenship. I'm not worried about the driving. What if they kick her out of the country?
Exactly. That's my concern. Mm-hmm. Like, if she stops driving, that would be a bummer, because I think that my grandmother is where I get most of my independence from. Like, she doesn't need anybody to do anything for her. She is very, very independent. I mean, she's still recovering furniture, and she's 82 years old.
Like, that's awesome.
She plays poker with her friends, like, twice a week. She goes swimming. She goes, you know, rides her bike around her like senior citizen park. Like, she's got tons of friends.
She hasn't needed a man since she dated Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, she does not want a man. No. Like, that would be a pain in her butt.
Okay.
So she's just fiercely independent, and having her car allows her to go to her Bible study, her poker groups, you know, going to church and that kind of thing, and the grocery store and whatever else. Like, take her car away and you take away her independence. So
how
that
did you
is a
get
concern.
Your driver's license, Joanna?
Well, actually, I was about to say, I do know that there's a new law with the whole, because my parents are not citizens, so they uh-huh. have to get their driver's license renewed every year now, which is why my mom is going through the process of becoming a citizen.
Really?
So what is her, I thought, so is she a resident?
I have no idea. I never knew that she didn't have any sort of proof of U.S. citizenship, or maybe she's just been here long enough.
She's just fallen through the system.
It. I have no idea, but that's my biggest concern.
Like, what if they say you're not, like, has she been paying taxes for 50
oh,
years?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Are you automatically considered a citizen if you've been here for that long of a time?
No. You have to go through the whole process.
She's 82, and she moved here when she was 10.
So, she never got her citizenship.
I don't know. She just says that she has no proof of U.S. citizenship.
Just another illegal alien living off the resources of the United States of America.
And they're not Spanish, so thank you.
White makes people, you she's British.
Joanna's
though,
like,
Joanna, so
ship her ass back home!
She's British, though, so they'll put her at the front of the line. Sorry. Your parents are going to have to get
to
the back
of the
line.
We're going to be at the bottom of the boat.
We're
the ones rowing
it. Isn't that
crazy? I just got it literally. She's not sure if she's a citizen or not.
She sent it last night just before midnight, so it was the one of the first things that I saw when I woke up this morning, and I haven't been able to call and talk to her about it yet.
Boy, I would do a ton. If I'm her, I would do a ton of research before I went to go get my driver's license.
But she is paying taxes, though, so she's still in the system as a citizen if she's paying U.S. taxes. So she's got
to
have it somewhere.
I got to call my mom. I got to call my dad and be like, what's going on?
But
you know what I mean?
You can be a resident and pay taxes. Uh-huh. So she's got to be a resident of some sort, and she'll just have to keep getting it renewed every year, which will be a pain.
Here's Jonas. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
You can either have her renewing online if she has a social security number, but if she's a resident, she can have a green card, and they will take a green card over the counter if she goes to the DMV as well.
What if she has neither of those?
She must have one of those since she's been here too long. Otherwise, she would not be able to be here.
So
think about it. Obama's aunt got deported.
What was the first thing? A social security number?
Mm-hmm. If she has one of those, she can renew her license online.
Okay.
Go to the DMV.com, Georgia.com, and renew online. Or I believe she has some kind of green card or I-94, I think that's what they call it. And she can renew in person at the DMV.
Thank you for calling, Jonas. Appreciate it.
What if it's not her social security number?
Oh.
What if it's a guy named Jose Rodriguez's social security number?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how she's been able to prove it this far.
By the way, Jonas, that accent you heard was Spanish.
Oh,
he
right.
He was from Spain.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Natasha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you talking about how you didn't know if a person's considered a citizen if they've been here so long. My mom is actually from Germany, and she's not a citizen, but she's been here like 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're considered a permanent resident. Like, you pay taxes, you just can't vote.
But if she doesn't...
She votes, though. Oh, she's real Republican.
Oh, she votes?
Oh, yeah, and she tells me all about it.
You can't, like, my mom's political, but she can't vote. She just complains.
So the documentation exists. Like, she's not on the voter rolls, right?
So there's no chance that they're going to boot her out because she does have her social security number and she is voting.
Well, she has to have it.
She had to present, because she can present your driver's license to vote.
Exactly.
Now, back in the day, you could get a driver's license. Now with the terrorism and the homeland security and everything, you got to prove things up one side and down the other. But back in the day, I think you could just come in with like a birth certificate and an electric bill.
Well, now we can,
maybe.
Instead of speculating, we got a lawyer that can help us out here.
Oh, perfect.
Smart. Hey, Rebecca, good morning. You're on Q100.
Oh, hi. No, I think she misunderstood. I'm not a lawyer by any means. I worked for some lawyers in immigration law for a slight time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to let Jen know that actually it wasn't that hard until about the 1990s to get a social security number. That's why a lot of illegal aliens that have been here for over 20 years have one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just because your grandmother has one doesn't necessarily mean she has any rights per se. So you really have to go look through all your papers and speak to a lawyer to get her something that does show that she does, she has her claim to be here, because if she doesn't, I mean, they have gotten really strict about actually sending people out of the country.
That would be insane.
That would be awful.
At 82 years old. My grandmother has lived here for 72 years.
Wow.
So she would have to instantly, she should call an immigration lawyer immediately?
Yes, that's what I would say. Because depending on the paperwork you have, because she's been here for so long, doesn't necessarily mean that, I guess, you have the right to stay if you don't have the correct paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a listener who is a pretty... Wow. Noted immigration attorney, and I'm looking for their information because they would be cool to call to get this answer.
If you can't find that person, we could get Sanjay on. Sanjay Gupta could answer this.
He knows everything, but you know why he can't? Because he's on his way to Haiti to save the world.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course
he is. That's just wild, but I think...
Isn't that crazy to think about? Like,
yeah.
Because she's been here so long, and she grew up from 10 years old mm-hmm. until she got married. Well, she went to college, and then she says she got her MRS degree. In college, she only went for that. But anyway, until she got married, that was in North Carolina. So she has like a Southern / British accent.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Really strange. It's very
what
bizarre.
What a cool story. Her background. I didn't know her history. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She'll be able to tell it from the suburbs of London.
No kidding.
Hey, Anna, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I'm listening to you guys on the way to work, mm-hmm. and I used to live in Texas, and back until about the 80s, a lot of people from Mexico were coming to the United States to have their babies, mm-hmm. and that would let them become a permanent resident. But they quit that because so many illegal people were coming to have their kids to get their residency that way.
Are you still a resident of Texas, or are you a resident of the United States now?
Well, no, my dad was Cuban, so, you know, that's a little bit different. But, no, I was born here in the United States.
So for you, it really wouldn't matter at this point, Jen, for her. So she's really got to do some research
here.
Isn't
that scary?
Very
that's
scary.
That was the first thing I read when my eyes opened this morning. I was like, wait a second. Wait, what? What? So obviously today I'm going to be digging through all of those old like photo albums and genealogy yeah. and paperwork and whatever mm-hmm. it is that she's given me to see if anything is in there.
Definitely. Yeah. Scary. Scary thought.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.